Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Aleph, and we got into the Mishnah at the end of last time's shir on Yud Amaveis about which months are we, do we send out Shluchim, and which ones are we Mechal Shabbos, in post-Churban times, and during the Beis HaMikdash times, we're Mechal for all of them. Just one tshuva that I didn't get to mention right before the Mishnah. So right before the Mishnah, we spoke about there are those that fasted 2 days of Yom Kippur. And Rav Chisda said to them, what are you doing? It's Makom Sakana. And the Rabbana wouldn't have left it b'makom Safek. So one makar related to that, the discussion about fasting on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's not really 2 days, but one day. But there is a tshuva of the Radvaz, where the Radvaz gets very upset in terms of a story that was publicized about the Riva. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva in Tuf Pehei, Sha'at Mimeni Amas Shaskasu B'Shema Riva, that they ask in the name of the Riva, Ki Chala Chol Yo Asher Meisbo. There was the Riva in the end of his life. There was a sickness that he died from. V'chal Yom Kippur Bosan Yom, and Yom Kippur was in the days that he was very ill. V'amr lo arofim im lo tochal vaday tamus. His doctors told him, if you don't eat, then you will surely die. The doctors told the Riva, one of the Bali Atosfas. V'im tochal shema tichya, and if you eat, then you have a chance. V'amar, and he said to himself, bari v'shema bari adif. Very strange usage of the term. The doctor said, if you eat, then you have a chance. If you don't eat, for sure you're going to die. He's like, bari v'shema bari yadif, v'lo ratza lechol v'meis. V'ratiza l'daz d'ayti. And you heard about that story, the Radvaz says to the questioner, and says, you asked him, yafa aso lo, if he acted properly. Said Radvaz, of course not. Of course not. We don't understand what he did. L'gabi adin ein roi lo momimeno klal. Ta'akai malas, this is not about fasting 2 days of Yom Kippur, but about generally how Yom Kippur is dangerous. Ta'akai malan, svek sveka shal pikuach nefesh docha za Shabbos. We possibly even a svek sveka pikuach nefesh is docha. Ves Yom HaKippurim. Ve'afil l'chai isha choshishin. Kol shikin l'safik shema yomu shema yichya. Afil l'safik Shabbos acheres. V'chulu. And even according to the Achronim that you're allowed to, volunteer, certain types of non-big three, but not here, and in Malkum Safik, Mishuhu Cholesh, Yeshbo Sakana, Abdul Lecho, Yeshbo Lecho, I feel all the Safik. So, Ein Lo Momi Manu, that's not anybody to learn from. And then he says, Efshar de Riva Zal Hirgish Ba'atzmo, the Riva himself must have had certain type of heavenly divine messages, the Afilu Sheyochal Yamus. He knew that even if he would eat, it wouldn't help him anyway. The Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho. Vahaino de Kamar, that's what he meant by Bari Vishema Bari Yadif. Klomer ha Bari Shali, Adif Mishema Shalachem, Lafiha la Ratza Lecho. Balavardish Aldi, Akiyotse Beze, Pamacheres Velesi, De Ainzu Midas Chasidus, that is not something to hold of, and therefore, says the Radvaz, stay away from that type of psak. Okay, that just had to do with the, right before the Mishnah, relating to Yom Kippur. Okay, so we have the Mishnah that relates, the second half of the Mishnah spoke about the Tanakhama holds that whether the moon was seen clearly or not, still Mechal Shabbos. If the Edom sees, even if, what's the Chiddush of that? Even if it's clear and the Edom might see, there must be somebody in Yerushalayim that also saw the moon. There were no clouds the whole night. No, he still is Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says no. No, if it was seen clearly, Imnira Ba'aliel, then you're not Mechal Shabbos for that. And then the Mishnah quoted the story that there were more than 40 pairs that passed and were on their way, and Rabbi Akiva stopped them. In Lud, and Rabbi Gamliel says, why are you stopping them? If you stop them now, they're not going to come the next time. That was the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Ma'o Ba'aliel, bottom of Yudam Abayis, what does it mean, Ba'aliel, whether it's clean clearly? But for some, if it's open and public. Kamodat Amar, Kesef Saruf Ba'aliel, La'aretz Mezukak, Shivasayim. Right? That's how you see, it's clear, it's open. That's what the word Aliel means. Ma'aseh Shavu Yosem Erbam Zukvik, from Rabbi Akiva Balud, there were more than 40 pairs. And Rabbi Akiva stopped them, says the Gemara is Bedayik, but Bnei Shein Arboam Zug, because they were 40, there were so many, that's why he stopped them. Avalam Haya Zug Echad Lo Yimakvo. If it was only one, that, and the moon was clear, Mashba, that he wouldn't have stopped them. It was only because there were so many. But Mashba, that even if it was clear out, it was Aliyo, he wouldn't have stopped them. Why? Because there's a mitzvah even to be Mekadesh Al Pi Edom. Even though the moon is clear. Bezek can't just say, oh, there's the moon, we'll make it Rosh Chodesh. There's a concept, there's a chiyuv, there's a gzeiras hakasev that they have to accept Edim. Even if, right, we'll talk about, even if the Bezek HaGadol themselves see the moon, and everybody sees it. You can't just say, okay, Makudish, Makudish. They have to, some of them have to act like Edim, some of them have to act like Dayanim. So says the Karban Eda on top, the mitzvah lakadei shall be Edim, the mode Rabbi Akiva, the misveika machalinas haShabbos. Rabbi Akiva agrees that you're still machal Shabbos, besat mishum safek, even if one does not know for sure, only if there's a ton of Edim did he stop them. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, ima'akev atas harabim, and says machshilum, asu lavo, says the Gemara, what is that, what was Rabbi Gamliel saying? Lo nimseis ma'akev as harabim, milasos dvar mitzvah, right? Doesn't this come out that he was stopping them from doing a mitzvah? Milasos dvar mitzvah, Rabbi Gamliel was so upset at Rabbi Akiva. He was stopping them. V'chala ma'akev as harabim, milasos dvar mitzvah, tzarech nidui. And if anybody stops the rabbi from doing a mitzvah, it's a reason for excommunication. So Rabbi Gamliel was being very sharp with Rabbi Akiva, and therefore that's the R version of the story. The Rambam is going to quote this in Hilchos Talmud Torah relating to the list that he has of those that need nidui. But let's just first finish the story. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtom, Rabbi Yehuda the baker, right? All of the great Tanaim had professions. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtom, Chas v'shalom lo nesada Rabbi Akiva. It wasn't Rabbi Akiva. Wasn't Rabbi Akiva that took place in the story? La Rosh Geder Haya. It was a different person, the head of Geder. Vishalach Rabbi Gamliel Vavir Mirishiso. Rabbi Gamliel sent him and removed him from his post. Sefer Mada. So the version that we have is that it was not Rabbi Akiva according to the corrected version. But according to the first version that we have, it was Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam, if you remember, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he has a whole list, gathered from all of Chazal, gathered a whole list of behaviors that a person would get chayrim for, would be deserving of being put into chayrim. The Rambam says it's shel arba esrim dvarim, menadin es adam, bein ish, bein isha. 24 things. I think a few weeks ago we had the first ones here. Ve'eluhein mevazes achacham afilach hermoso. Somebody makes fun of the Talmud Chacham. Mevazes shliach bezdin hakorei lachaver eved. All of them on the list, but one of them on the list is here. If somebody encourages someone to not do a mitzvah or encourages somebody to do an aver, any of those, right? We had a couple of weeks ago we had hamevi esarabim lidei achilas kachim bachutz. Remember that was Tudus harofe that they encourage those that would eat the gdima kulas on Pesach night. That was but again, there's many on the list here that the Rambam collects. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. Avu b'no shero asachodesh. What if a father and son, two krovim see the moon? So we know generally two krovim are pasul la'edus together. Right, there's a line in the Gemara that even says, think in Baba Basra, Moshe v'Aaron. You think they're lying? Right? They can't testify together. Right? It's not an issue of nogeya bedavar, but it's just a gzeras hakasev that relatives cannot testify for each other. So the Tanakhama here says, so if a father and son see the moon, so one of them, that they can't testify together, so the Mishnah still says Yelchu. They should both go. They should both go even on Shabbos. Even if it means b'chal Shabbat, they should both go. Why? Lo shem etzarfim zem zem. Not that they're going to testify together. They're going to be mitzuref. They'll be able to combine. El Hashem yipasol echan mehem. Maybe one of them is going to be found to be pasul, right? Either he's going to be messed up in the cross examination, right? Remember, there was very tricky, or I shouldn't say tricky, clear cross examinations. Some of the Nisim were experts. They would say, "Did you see the moon this way and that way?" They knew exactly what the moon was, where it was supposed to be, and what you could have seen. And if you're making it up, they'll catch you. So maybe somebody, I don't know, will be nervous and he'll mess up. So one of them will be nifsal, or for some other reason, they'll find out he's a ganav. They'll find out he has some other psul. So shema yipas lecha mayam. So one of them might be knocked out, and you'll be left with one. So at least he'll be able to combine with somebody else. Yitzar fasheni im acher. That's where they should both go. Even though, again, the Tanakhama says krovim or psulim, but they should both go so that maybe they could combine with someone else. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says no. Shimon says avu beno v'chala krovim ksheirim leidus achodesh. Rabbi Shimon says no. Krovim are kosher. This is a different type of edus. A different type of edus, and krovim will be able to testify together. Says Rabbi Shimon. He's machshir b'krovim. Am Rabbi Yosi ma'isa b'tuviyah harofei. the second profession of the day, right? We had the baker, and now we have the doctor, right? So they saw the Kiddush HaChodesh in Yerushalayim, Hu'u Benova Avdo Meshachrar. So Tuvia and his son and his freed Eved. His freed Eved. A freed Eved is a full Jew. But the three of them saw, and they all went. They all went to Yerushalayim. The Kiblu HaKohanim Oso Vesbeno, the Kohanim. Who were the Kohanim? The Kohanim. You have to have from the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So maybe there was a bezin of Kohanim on the way, and they just kind of said, you know what, you're not all going to be able to be accepted by the bezin HaGadol. So we're letting you know now. So the Kibla Kohanim Oso Vesbeno. So the Kohanim said, the we passing like Rabbi Shimon. Right, Krovim are okay, Upasal is Avdo, but Eved is going to be Pasal. We'll see why in the Gemara. But that's why they Pasal. Shabo, the Bezdin, but when they came to the Bezdin, when they came to the real Bezdin, where it's accepted, Kiblu Osoves Avdo, Upasal is Beno. They said, no, Tanakam is right. They said, Krovim are not allowed, but they accepted the Eved. They accepted the Eved, they didn't think that was a problem. Let's just finish this section, and then we'll talk about the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Gemara, time of Rabbi Shimon Kitzchilasa. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that Krovim are Ksherim for Kiddush HaChodesh? Because there's a Kasif. Vayomar Hashem Moshe Vel Yaron, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. The month is for you in plural, to Moshe and to Aaron talking. So that's teaching us that Krovim are allowed to testify for Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Because it says, HaChodesh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. The Tzavnes Paneach, the Rugged Shover, in the beginning of Kiddush HaChodesh, talks about this issue. Why would Krovim be kosher, unlike, you know, all other Eduyos? Why would Krovim be kosher? So the Tzavnes Paneach here says, Be'edus HaChodesh, hine be'emes ha-re'iya hu rak re'iya dimyonit. Right? Are they actually seeing, like if I see Reuven lend money to Shimon, if I see Reuven kill Shimon, if I see an act, I know Vadai that that's an act that happened right in front of me that took place. When you see the moon, are you seeing the moon? You're seeing a reflection. He hasn't explained what he means here, but he's saying it's not really seeing anything. Maybe you're recognizing a reality. Maybe you're just seeing the reflection, but he says it's not a real Re'iyah. Hu rak Re'iyah dimyonis to haba emes ein aroes halavana. It's not really testimony, but the Torah demands that there are two Edim that say they saw whatever they saw. Could he pass it? If there are no Edim b'di'eved, it would work. It's just the rule that if two people come and say they saw it, even though we don't really think that they saw it, again, I don't exactly know what he's referring to. Maybe it's not seeing an event. It's just seeing a lunar reality, which they're just being megale, which was there even before they saw it. So it's not a full type of Haggadah, and therefore we would accept even Krovim. He gets that from the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, in the first halacha of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Chachi Ashana Him Chachi Halavana. We know the months go by the lunar months. Shenemar Olas Chodesh B'Chadsho, V'Nemar HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Kach Amru Chachamim, Hera Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe B'Mare HaNevua D'Mus Halavana. The first time, HaChodesh Alachem, right, when we know, Hazeh always means you can point to it. Hashem, so Moshe didn't understand the moon, so Hashem says, here, look at the moon. And he showed it to him. The language of the Rambam is, Bimara HaNevua. If it's Mara Nevua, so when we see the moon, that's real. If Moshe Rabbeinu had to see Bimara Nevua, so it's not a regular, you know, visualizing and seeing an event that occurs. So that's where the Tzavnes Paneach gets it from, that this is a different type of Eidus and Haggadah, and that's why Krovim would be okay according to Rabbi Shimon, and that's this drasha that the Gemara has. Why would you pasul an Eved? An Eved Meshuchar is a full Jew. Misham pasul. Because pasul, what does pasul mean? So the Karban Eid explains, so this Deya must hold that there's a Hakatab of Miyuchasim. Miyuchasim. The Darash HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Miyuchasim Kamochem. The Chodesh is for you, like you. What's you? You're Miyuchas, Moshe and Aaron. Right, look at their parents, look at their grandparents. So an Eved doesn't have Yichus in that way. So that was why they would be Pasul. There are a couple of types of areas of halacha where we say one has to be miyuchas. A ger is not okay for all types of cases of being a judge. So here too, this ever wouldn't be. Ukshebo lebez, and a ger, I guess, this ever kanani is a form of a type of ger. Ukshebo lebez of a kiblo osov esbino avdo, upasol esbino, mishum karav. And the other day it says no. An eved is okay, a karav is not, just like a karav is generally not allowed. Period. The Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalet says, when I was younger, I had a kushya atzuma. I had a huge kasha. And he asked the kasha, and at the end of his question, he says, I'm very excited. I don't have an answer to the question yet. He says, but they're talking about it in all the yeshivas. My kasha. That's what they, that's what he ends off. Baruch Hashem nisparsama hakushya hazos bein alomdim. I don't remember this lashon. Amongst other minchas chinuchs, this kushya has spread about. V'lo manati l'kosu b'chibur izeh. I didn't prevent myself from writing it. Af shein darki kan lavo b'derech ha-charifus. Ach lo'orer yishmu. And I hope people get to talk about it and give me an answer. The Vilgun Tosfos is written, Bo'abasha Kufir Gimel, he has six pages related to this a couple hundred years before the minchas chinuch. But what's the kasha? The kasha is, we know that generally when somebody, the Gemara in Bo'abasha talks about this and Makkos, When a couple of Eidim together see an event, it could be that they're Eidim right away. They get the status of an Eid right away. And therefore, and we know the principle is, Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle, Eidusin Batela. If one in the group is Apostle, then they throw out the whole group. So what's going on here in this Mishnah? You have a father, a son, and an Eved. Everybody agrees that one of them is Apostle. Either Krovim or Psulim, or an Eved is Apostle. So how do you have a group here? How do you have a group here that's going to come? Oh, so you might say, the Rishonim say, if somebody says, I just saw it, I had no kavana ever to be an aid, so then they're not part of the group. Okay. But here, Miman of Shach, one of them, the other one was used, b'dieved, right? They come and they say, they took the Eved, they apostled the son. They took the seven, they apostled the Eved. So obviously they all came to give testimony. They didn't say, I didn't come to be an aid. So they didn't come to, so they're all ashamed, right? When they see. If they did that, then Imsech and Karv apostle, they all should be thrown out. Right? How could you accept two of them and not the third? That's the rule. Imkein ekiblu osov esbeno hanifsalu betziruf hapasul shohaeved nitzra starifimayim b'riyesh roke echad tibekish chosh gamkei bidin roke echad kulam psulim even the ksherim. So you have to say, oh, one of them said I didn't come to testify, but that doesn't work because they all worked with the eved. So that's his kasha. So all the achronim since the minchas chinuch over the past 150 years, get into the act to try to answer this question. I'll just mention one. The Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov here discusses this question of the Minchas Chinuch, and he quotes an answer, which he doesn't like, then he quotes his own answer. He quotes an answer, Shamati Tarsim. I heard an answer, and I saw it in the Sefer B'nai Tzion, from Rav Mitovsky. He says, Eidus HaChodesh is a different type of Eidus. Kind of like what the Tzafes Paneach was saying, but in a different way. Right, it's a different way. Usually, what brings to Bishlama Gabi call Eduyos. He's going to say there's no psul of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle by this Edus. Because it's a different type of tziruf. A different type of tziruf of the Edim. Usually Edim are there to be Mevarer the Dover Lefnei Bezdin. Like a loan, right? They come to be Mevarer that Ruvain borrowed from Shimon. And the Edim come together to witness that and they come as one. But by Edus HaChodesh, the Bezdin knows that the moon was coming out. It's not like this was a surprise. Right, Bezdin knew. At some point today, tomorrow, it's not like alone, or this happened, it was Machal Shabbos, something new that you're telling me. We know this. Bezdin knows exactly. Yadu'a le-Bezdin, I'll be cheshbon. Rak de zeres ha-kasuv, hu shi'a edem sh'ro'os chidish ha-levana. But it's a zeres ha-kasuv that you need edem. V'nimsa, sh'kol echad me'a edem, eino meid levarer lefaneinu sh'haya chidish ha-levana. They're not teaching and telling Bezdin something that the Bezdin didn't know already. Ela meir al atzmo shehu ras alavana b'chidusha. I am saying that I saw it. It's not like they're giving the information. By general edus, they give information that Bezdin didn't know. Bezdin knows exactly. Bezdin knows api cheshbon, but we don't do that nowadays anymore, right? I mean, we at that time we didn't do it. After that, we did api cheshbon, and that's the halach moshe b'sinai that I think we mentioned the last time that the Rambam quotes. So all the edim are saying is that I saw it. They're testifying about me. They're not testifying about the issue. Usually the issue is what binds the witnesses together. Here, they're testifying about themselves. So that's why they're not connected. It's not a kat. Kol echan me'edim me'ed edus acheres v'chulu. So that's what the Sefer B'nai Tzion says. The Sefer doesn't like this because he says you still view it as a kat. Two edim have to come So who says that they're not connected? So he thinks that there's a different. He says maybe sherau bezecharzeh. The only time that Edom are automatically a group together is if they both saw it together. What if one person sees the moon and then half an hour later another one sees the moon? And like, oh, you're going? Can I get a ride with you? And they go to Bezdin together. Are they a group? Only Shas Re'iyah or Shas Haggadah bind them. So come up with a case that you don't have Shas Re'iyah together. That's what he says is his suggestion. Sha'acher Shetuvya Ros Achodesh Shalach Es Beno Leros. Tuvya came inside the house and says, I just saw the moon. Son, go out and see the moon. So that doesn't combine. And they said they're evident out. That's the stipler and Simon Yutes here in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. So one might remember this Mishnah from Sanhedrin. These people are pasul le'edus, and therefore you do not accept them as witnesses that saw the moon. Just like they're pasul in other areas. You might remember this is from Dine Mamanus. Right, the following apostle. The Rishonim point out that this list are psulim midrabanan. Psulim midaraisa are for sure apostle. Right, somebody's a ganav or a gazlan. Who's apostle edus? The Rambam quotes the rules in Hilchas Edus. If somebody habitually does an avera sheyesh bo malchus or worse, right, that's one category. Or the other category is rasha dechamas. Any avera relating to money, right, even though there's no malchus on those because it's a lav she nitak laaseh, lav nitak latashlumin. But any money related, Aveira. So Eloi and Absulon. The following are Pasul. Msachi Bekuvya, those that spin dice, right? The gamblers. That's Msachi Bekuvya. And again, the Rishonim all discuss why this is, why is he Pasul? We're gambling and he's giving me the money willingly. So this is what's called, 2 days in the Gemara, right? The Karban Edi here quotes one day, Apanei Moshe quotes another, right? The first day of the famous day, not famous if you know it, but Asmachta Lokanya, right? Gambling is a form of Asmachta, meaning it's committing to an event that didn't happen yet, that I might not be fully into. And I'd rather one side happen than the other side. So even though I willingly give the money if I lose, but Chazal have a higher standard of what Gezel is. Even if somebody gives it to you willingly because they lost the bet, that's still stealing. It's still stealing. Gave it to me willingly. That's why it's only pasul to Rabbanan. But it's pasul. So that's one idea of Asmachta. The other day is, if you remember, is from Rav Sheshes, I think, Eino Osek B'Yeshuvah Shel Olam. Somebody is not involved constructively in the world, so then we're not going to take them as a witness. L'may Nafgamina, between these 2 days, if somebody just once in a while goes to gamble. So they have a job, and they're Osek B'Yeshuvah Shel Olam. So, but if it's stealing, then it's, you can't steal even a little bit. So that's a nafkamina between the 2 days. A big sugya, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. Okay, so, Mizayah Bakuvya. Vamave Beribis, somebody who lends money with interest. Says money with interest. So the Rishonim discussed. That's an Issa Daraisa. So why would this be on the list of Psulim Durabanan? So the Rashba says, either we're talking about a case where it's Ribis Durabanan. There are a lot of cases of Ribis Durabanan. Most of the Ezeo Neshach in Belmetzia is about rabbinic Ribis. Ribis Daraisa has a certain high requirements and ingredients. So maybe we're talking about a case of Ribis Darabanan, or the other opinion is that even if we're talking about Mava Ribis Daraisa, but it could be that the Psul Edus is only Darabanan, right? Because the Rishonim say a person only becomes Psul Edus if he realizes that what he knows is he's doing something wrong and he knows it. If somebody's doing an Avera, but they really think it's not an Avera, right there, yeah, no, this is not what the rabbis meant. So then it's still Asa Daraisa, possibly. But it's not going to be Pasul Edus Daraisa. Right? And that's what the 2 days that the Rashba has here in Rosh Hashanah Chabbeis. Yesh Bishabir Shafilu Ribis Daraisa. V'tayma Tekivan Nimidaz Bailam Nami Kashaka Lo Mashmalei Tehavi Gazlan. V'chulu. V'ena Mechoy doesn't like that day. He thinks everybody knows that Ribis is Asa Daraisa. What are you talking about? So he thinks it's about Ribis Darabanan. Okay. So that's... Mava Beribis, Umafri Chayonim, the pigeon racers, the Sochrei Shvias, people who do business during Shemitah. Also, that could be an Issa Da'araisa, but the Psol Edus could be Darabanan. Or maybe that's Da'araisa. Va'avadim, Avadim is Da'araisa, Pashtus. Right, so that one is on the list. So the Rishonim discussed why that one is on the list. The Karban Edi here quotes Psalm Daraisaim, Kavachomer Me'isha, the Kamash Malan, the Avagav Deinim Psulam Machbas Aveira, even though an Eved is not possible because of an Aveira that he did, Rabbi Shimon still agrees that he's Pasol Eidus Achodesh. Even though he's Machshir Krovim, he's Pasol's Avad. Zaklal, Kol Eidus Shein Eishak Sheirala, Avim Inim Sheirim. And the rule is, as the Mishnah, any testimony that a woman is not kosher for, generally women are Pasol Eidus, for reasons we're not getting into now. Av hein einan ksherin. So also these people are not kasher. Elan ipsulam zakeh bekuvya. So what is mzakeh bekuvya? He's a mzakeh bepispasin. He plays with chips. Whether it's chips or he plays with peels of nuts and pomegranates, even though they're like more inferior and they're just more temporary type. It's not like chips. Those could be used over and over again. Right? Peels of pomegranates is just like Karai Ba'alma. Is that a serious type of gambler? Yeah, that's also Pasal Eidus. Midrabanan. Ume'emasai makablam oso. When do we re-accept them and say they are Kashal Eidus? Right? When have they done shuva in this regard? Mishayishbaras pisi. Pesav, right? When they break their chips, when they badek and they're checked, v'yachzor b'chazor gamura, and they do tshuva, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, they don't even play for free. They don't even play for fun, right? Not just, that's tshuva. Not to go to the other extreme. Mava beribis, zoshu mava beribis, right? Mava beribis, somebody lends with interest. Again, d'araisa, d'rabanan, me'masav ha'kablan oso, the other girsa, when do you accept him back? Mishiyikra shtarosav, when he rips up his shtaros, his documents, v'yibadek, v'yachzor b'chazor gamura, and he does tshuva. So the Rishon say, when he rips up his documents, that means he's not even going to be paid back his principal, not just the interest. So that's how, again, he's going to an extreme. Echad mamre yonim, vechad mamre shar behem achai v'o, I'm sorry, mafricha yonim, pigeon racers, eshu mamre yonim. If you raise pigeons, echad mamre yonim, vechad mamre shar behem achai v'o, if any animal, me'emasai v'kabon oso, mishayishbar es pegimav, when he breaks the sticks that he uses to encourage the pigeon to go, v'ibadek, and he's checked, v'yachzer v'chazar gemura, and he's done shuva. Socher shvias ze tagar shvias. Socher shvias, a merchant in shvita, is somebody who does business during shvita fruit, with shvita produce, even if it's not his. He buys some, he sells some. Ezo socher shvias, how do you know if he's a shvias merchant? The Mefarshim say, even if you don't know for sure, what tips you off that this is a shvita merchant? Zeshu yoshu bada koshne shavua. Because the other 6 years of shvita, he does nothing. Right? He's just sitting around. The kivin shigia shvias, and once shmita comes, his kol mafshid is yada v'nosim v'noti beres aveira. All of a sudden, he's doing business because he knows a lot of other people aren't. So that tips you off that even though he's you don't know for sure, but this kind of shows that he's doing business with beres shvias. Me'emasai makablan oso. How did he do tshuva? Misha digia shvias acheres v'ibadik v'yachzer b'chazor gemura. When next shmita comes, and he doesn't do this, he doesn't act like this. Tani Rav Yosi Omar shnei shvias. Rav Yosi says he's got to wait 14 years. He's got to do it twice. Right, to create at least some level of chazaka, machlokas, two or three, but at least two. Period. Tani b'shem Reb Nechemya. All of these cases, chazeres mamon, lo chazeres varim. Right, you got to give back the money. Right, not just say I'm not going to do it. You got to give back the money that he took. The yomar halachem atayim zuz. Take the money, take the 200 zuz. The chilkom laniyem, give it out to the poor. Mashin iskarti miperas avera. Right, what I got. Benefit from for Peres Avera. This is about Shemitah, Sochrei Shvias. Why give it to the Aniyim? Because Shemitah produce are Hefker. So that's who you're probably taking the most from the Aniyim that could have taken it. And because you didn't allow it to remain Hefker, you caused a loss to the Aniyim. There's a lot to talk about Shemitah, Kedusha Shvias, but we'll continue. Hosifu Alayhem. There's another list of people who are pasul edus, hosil and haroim, shepherds who shepherd their animals in other people's fields, v'achamsanim, a chamsan is somebody who pressures me to sell them something, even though I got money for it. But if it's pressured, that's even pasul edus, right? That's an isra vosachmod, v'agazlanim, and gazlanim, even gazlanim, we'll see the carbon aid here quotes from the Gemara, even a gezel derabana, meaning if somebody steals from a cherishot of a katan, who really can't own it, but that's still gezel derabanan pasul eidus. V'chola chashidim ala mamon yusam teila. Anyone who chashin a mamon, monetary sins, they cannot be trusted. Amar Rabbi Yavo, when we spoke about the shepherds, ubavad barom behem adaka, right? The people who shepherd sheep, right? And goats that might eat in other people's fields. If somebody shepherds cows, you know, they don't move so fast. We don't think that they were grazed in other people's fields. Period. Amar Rav Chuna says, Rav Chuna says, Mantana Mafricha Yonim. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, pigeon racers cannot testify about Kedusha Chodesh. Who is that? Rabbi Eliezer. It's like Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in the following Brisa. The Tanina Taman, because in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says in Idios, Shnai Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says two things in Idios. Yotzei Si Isha Birshal Zav. A woman is allowed to go out wearing this fancy type of tiara. That's discussed in Masechah Shabbos. We're not choshe that this golden tiara that has a picture of Yerushalayim. She's not aware on Shabbos into a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and we're not choshing that she's going to take it off. So he allows that. And Mafricha Yonah Psul Min Ha'edus, and Mafricha Yonah are puzzle for Kiddush HaKodesh. So you see, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar Shita, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Mana Kum Rabbi Yosa. One second, Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Yosa, Kala Hidus and Hedrick Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, we have a Mishnah here that talks about, you know, Mafricha Yonim and all the others, but the Mishnah in Sanhedrin said that all these people are Pasol Eidus. So that whole Mishnah is only like Rebbe Eliezer, the whole list, Mafricha Yonim and Masachi Bekuvya. So it's only like Rebbe Eliezer? Amar Lei Devar Yakoli. No, Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's really Devar Yakol. The Rabbanan argue and say, they're Pasol for Mominus, but they're kosher for Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what it means. It means this Mishnah in our Masechta, that's what they would argue on. Because if they have money issues, they're going to be possible for money edus. But Kiddush HaChodesh has nothing to do with that. Ma'o devar yakol, meaning what's the difference? Ha'chi amar Rav Yosa, yodin anu shehu pasul me'edus mamo. We know the Mishnah Sanhedrin says they're going to be possible for monetary issues. Ma'bal ha'ad, but if they come for other types of cases, kishem shehu pasul me'edus mamo, kachu pasul me'edus mefashas? Right? It's either a question or a statement. Ve'edei ha'chodesh, kidin mefashas inun. Basically, what's the Mishnah saying? That everybody agrees that all these types of people are pasul le'edus for mamonis cases. Kiddush HaChodesh is like nefashis. It's nothing to do with money. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar says they're still pasul, but the Chachamim would say they're not pasul. They're only, it's like the nefashis, those two, and they would be kosher for those. They're only pasul for dinei mamonis. Period. Vahatani. We'll stop there, but Hashem will continue next time.